According to the Wisconsin Realtors Association, home sales declined 6.9% last month compared to May of 2013. Sales were down even more in the South Central, Southeast, and Central parts of the state. The organization attributes the decline to a colder than average spring and tighter federal lending restrictions. First Weber Group Vice President Paul Brown is based in Madison. He says there are also fewer homes on the market than last year.
We've had situations where buyers have written several offers on several properties and been in competition on every single one. And if they lose out, some of them do get disheartened and they just decide, maybe I'm going to wait a while to buy, or they can't find their perfect house because inventory is lower than it was last year.
Brown says people who are pricing their homes competitively and placing them on the market in good shape are more likely to sell faster and get more competitive offers. The median home value in Wisconsin is $150,000, which is up almost 4% compared to last year. Wisconsin Realtors Association President and CEO Mike Theo says for more than 2 years, home values have been increasing slowly.
It makes housing a very good investment still in the state of Wisconsin, but it's not climbing at such a rate that it's both unsustainable and dramatically hurting our housing affordability here.
Theo says he anticipates that home sales will pick up over the next few months. He says low interest rates and a state economy that's steadily improving should drive buyers to the housing market. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.